following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. The way we work today is very different from years ago. Communicating, collaborating, interfacing with clients and coworkers, it's essential now. That's why thousands of people rely on ShareFile by Citrix. It makes working with others much easier, while keeping important work files secure and under your control. With ShareFile, you can easily email files of virtually any size and know they'll be delivered quickly and securely. You get notifications when those files were received and opened. Transfer files to others confidentially. You decide who has access. How great's that? And password protection settings ensure high security. Plus, post project-related files to a shared collaboration space. ShareFile allows you to access your files from anywhere. These days, that's essential. Laptop, tablet, smartphone. In today's world, ShareFile makes sense. Try it today. Special offer, a full 30-day free trial. ShareFile.com. Go there now. Click on the mic. Enter my name, Colin. ShareFile.com and type in my name.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert with you on this Thursday. Coming up in just moments, more on the Super Bowl with former Husker and New Orleans Saints Scott Shanley, linebacker, joins us here in just a little bit. Plus, we're going to talk high school hoops with Kearney Catholic's Don Lease. They are undefeated still at this point in the season. Not very many of those boys or girls left, as the Luplat Conference Tournament and Fort Kearney Conference Tournament among those that we have on our airwaves over the next 3 days. What's up, man?
I got to admit, I'm surprised you're still here. I mean, Jared Crick's show, I figured, was just taking over. But you know what? You powered through. Your bosses must have given you that second chance you were hoping.
Well, you know, some people could say that he's a prima donna and he jumped ship. No. He's out.
He's got
just being Jared Crick.
Yeah.
He's, like he said, he's seeing the folks around the area and helping out the kids, talking to people, doing things, sleeping.
Plus, he's going to go back to Houston where it's a touch warmer.
Oh, what
than,
is this?
What we
crap.
Got today.
Okay, tonight I got hoops. Here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
How does one dress? Because lately, our vantage point at a variety of gyms is at the top.
Mm.
Okay, whether that
crow's nest,
yeah,
right.
whether that's the top row of the bleachers or whether that's just it, the air conditioner gets turned on this time of year. And if they don't, it's either the heater or the air conditioner. Uh-huh. So the heat comes on and everybody's miserable, and the air conditioner comes on and everybody's miserable. So how do you dress?
I'd say you wear a basketball warm up with jersey. So have the breakaway top and the breakaway pants. So then you're ready for both sides. I mean,
nice.
Keep them on if it's too cold.
But I got to make sure I'm
then
not.
You can rip them off like
biased,
you're getting intro'd at a basketball game.
I can't be biased. We didn't have the rip
just wear
away,
all
the
black.
Tear off.
We're all black or all white. Nobody knows then.
Nice. I like that idea.
Strategy. The breakaways. Or even the zip. I had the zip. It was much more difficult. The zipper's not good. You want the pop button so you can just rip them.
I just want to make sure that I don't wear anything that gets caught on my jewelry when I rip it off.
Yeah, well, you do wear a lot of jewelry.
So
gotta take off the bling.
No bling tonight. You know, I'm looking around here as we had Crick on the other day. I can't wait to get his bobblehead, and I can't wait to get the Scott Shanley bobblehead here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show again. It's been too long, and I know you're volunteering your time with a lot of folks around Nebraska. We sure appreciate that. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great. I appreciate you having me on today.
Well, it's great to catch up with our St. Edward native again and former Cornhusker, member of the New Orleans Saints, as they host, I guess, the Super Bowl this Sunday. Where does Scott Shanley watch the Super Bowl, or is Scott Shanley one of those NFL players that doesn't watch it if they're not in it?
You know what? Actually, in years past, I always watched the Super Bowl, and this year I'm actually going to it. I have two little boys, 8 and 5, and we're 10 miles away from the Superdome, and it's too good an opportunity to give them a chance to go watch a Super Bowl, even though they're not going to know it, but it's going to be killing their dad inside to watch two other teams playing in the Superdome.
Well, Scott, obviously coming from St. Edward and just the state of Nebraska as a whole, obviously you know that you kind of blaze a path. I mean, have you continued to preach that? I know Jared Crick, when we talked to him on Monday, he talked a lot about the same stuff, about showing that it can happen from here in Nebraska. Do you try to still kind of hold that true and talk to people from back here about that?
Oh, absolutely. I love getting a chance to talk to people. You know, just like right now, doing anything on the radio, anything to get my voice out there, hoping that young kids can listen to it. I spoke with Adrian Fiala the other day on his radio show, and just kind of he was talking about, you know, starting with 8-man football and going to Nebraska and being a 7th-round draft pick and playing, winning a world championship and playing 10 years in the NFL. And, you know, I want people to understand it doesn't have to just be football. It can be any other sport. It can be being a doctor, whatever. And kids need to realize the opportunities out there. It's just setting goals. And, you know, I was very goal-oriented from a young age. And did I accomplish all the goals I set? Absolutely not. But I found in any way I could to accomplish the goals that were still attainable. And there's always going to be roadblocks in life. And, you know, there were plenty of roadblocks along the way to getting to the point where I am right now, you know, hopefully going into an 11th year this fall in the NFL. So I think, you know, it's important for kids to look at other people and see that anything's possible. And it doesn't matter where you come from or how you get there.
Scott Shanley with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Dudas, Spencer Schubert on this Thursday, the final day of January. Of course, New Orleans hosting the Super Bowl and talking about overcoming some things. I'll ask you the question that I'm sure you've been asked a billion times and you probably have the answer down, but what was it like in New Orleans this year? You guys had the toughest obstacles to overcome with the coaching situation and all that went on with the last 12 months. How did you guys survive that, and how different was it than any of your other NFL seasons?
Well, it was definitely difficult, and you know, I think as a veteran player last year, me and a lot of other guys who have been here for a while, you know, we kind of said, you know, the program's in place. Coach Pittman has put the program in place, and we'll take over for a year and keep this thing chugging along. And you know, I'll be the first to admit, honestly, it turned out to be a lot harder than I thought it would be. Just from the standpoint of not having Coach Pittman, who I think is the best coach in the league as far as pushing the right buttons and knowing what to say. And he always has a great pulse of the team. He knows when the guys are down, when the guys are too up, and he keeps the guys even keel. And he just brings a confidence to the team that it just hurt not having him in there every day. And, you know, as the year went along, it was tough just having, you know, we had two different interim coaches, and just the change along the way and not really ever having any consistency was tough to deal with. And, you know, we fought through it. Finishing 7-9 isn't what anybody wanted, but I think under the circumstances, it'd be hard for any other team in the NFL to really come out on top when you lose a guy who's brought so much to your organization like Coach Pittman has. And it was difficult, and you know, guys fought through it, and we didn't want to have a wasted season. You know, there was kind of a built-in excuse, hey, our coach was suspended for a year, we'll have this built-in excuse. I thought guys fought hard and tried to fight through it, but overall there was just way too much change consistently throughout the year.
Scott, what goes through your mind when Coach Pittman does get reinstated by Roger Goodell? Obviously, it came maybe a little earlier than expected, maybe later in the summer, but he gets it here, obviously, in the middle of winter, right at the end of the season. What goes through your mind, and how long did it take before you maybe got a phone call or you called him?
Well, I think everybody was excited. Nobody really knew when it was going to happen. But I will admit, make no mistake, I think Roger Goodell's timing was advantageous for him, reinstating the head coach of the New Orleans Saints before he had to come back into New Orleans for the Super Bowl. So I think, you know, there's signs all over downtown. And if anybody follows people on Twitter or some of your retweets, there's businesses with Goodell's face on that say, do not serve this man. So the people in New Orleans, I don't know if they're going to forgive, and they certainly won't forget. So I don't know how his Super Bowl experience is going to be, but, you know, I think – so there was some timing on his part of when he reinstated Coach Payton. But Coach Payton, right as he got back, he made some changes to the defensive staff. And I think a year away from the game, he had a lot of time to evaluate what he wanted to do and make a scheme change going from a 4-3 to a 3-4 on defense. So he wasted no time, you know, making his mark right when he got back in the building.
We're talking with former Husker and New Orleans Saints Scott Shanley. Scott, a lot of folks want to know what's up for you. What's going on next for Scott Shanley?
Well, I did complete my last year of my contract here last year, and you know, free agency will start the first week of March. And really, you know, I played 10 years. I've been blessed to play this long. I'll just go into free agency and see what there is. If there's, you know, whether it's coming back playing for the Saints. You know, I don't know how that's all going to work out with a scheme change going from a 4-3 to a 3-4. You know, if there's any other teams out there, I think I'm just going to kind of weigh my options as far as, is it the right fit? At this point, with a family, three little kids, my wife, I don't know if all the situations that arise are going to be something that I'm willing to move my family around the country for, but I think if the right situation came and it meant moving to another city and playing for another team, I would look into it. But I just think at this point, you know, I'd want to play for somebody who I have a relationship with or know a lot about and kind of understand what they do defensively.
If the Saints do go a different direction, if they don't find an agreement with you, I mean,
idiots.
Yeah, if they are idiots, what is your plan that way? Are there some teams that at least there might be the right situation for you, obviously, with your kids and your family life? Or, I mean, have you thought even life after football? I mean, has that even crossed your mind?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, in this business, especially being a seventh-round pick, you prepare every year is a one-year deal, and you think, okay, if this is my last year, what can I do after this? And, you know, if the right opportunity isn't out there, my body feels good. If I had to walk away from the game, I'd be, you know, I'd be proud of what I've accomplished. I'd feel good about it, and there'd be absolutely no regrets. But at the same time, it's kind of a catch-22 because my body does feel good. I still feel like I have another couple years in me, but you know, that's going to be for up to other teams to decide, and we'll just have to wait and see what free agency holds and if there's any interest. But I think as far as moving my family, anything in the Midwest, I mean, I'm from the Midwest, my wife's from the Midwest, and just getting back closer to home and being around family and allowing other people to see me play and see the kids would definitely be something that I would consider.
We're talking here with Scott Shanley. Just another moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert, member of the New Orleans Saints, and hopefully gets to stay there because I think they got some really cool things and are going to be right back at the top in the NFL. You didn't get a chance to see Baltimore on the field. You did get a chance to face San Francisco. Scott, just give me your overall thoughts on the matchup this Sunday.
Well, I think it's a great matchup. You know, both teams are very well coached. I think both teams are kind of spitting images of each other. Minus the quarterback position. Both quarterbacks are great players, but in different ways. And, you know, like you said, I did see San Francisco up close, and I came away, without a doubt, they were the most impressive team I saw personally this year. They're physical. They're usually when you get a physical team, they're not overly athletic, but San Francisco, they're athletic, they're physical. They play great defense. They have a great offensive line, and their quarterback has added a new dimension to their game. I expect them. I think they're going to win the game, but Baltimore's kind of one of those teams every year where they start playing their best football at the right time and they turn it on, you know, during the playoffs and they've made the plays they've had to make. So I think it's going to be a good game. I'd like San Francisco to come out on top.
Well, Scott, some breaking news in the NFC as Donald Driver decides he's going to hang up his cleats. You have any Donald Driver stories for us?
I played against Donald, I think, maybe four or five times. And, you know, he's one of those guys. I think he was a seventh-round pick as well. And, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, using my story to encourage other kids out there, you know, coming from small towns or wherever they may come from to obtain big things. And I think Donald Driver was one of those guys as a young player I looked up to, seeing, yeah, hey, here's a guy who's a seventh-round pick, and he's played for this number of years. He's been a guy I've always followed, and you know, I don't have any personal stories, but I've always had a lot of respect as far as what he brought to the game and what he meant to the Green Bay Packers organization. You know, he was a model citizen for the organization. I think he was a good example for the NFL as well.
Scott, before we let you get out of here, there's so much talk, as we talked about it, that went on off the field with the Saints this year. What was the bright point for New Orleans this year?
Well, I think, you know, I kind of alluded to before, nobody wanted to be 7-9, but I think under the circumstances, what we went through, how unprecedented it was, you know, just going around the city, the fans still tell us that they're proud of us for what we were able to do on the field. You know, we had a chance at the playoffs in the December. It didn't work out that way. We lost a few games at the end, but just knowing that our fan base is proud of us for fighting through it and continuing to hang in there, I think that's all you can ask for, is that, you know, we have great support here through the thick and the thin, and that was encouraging as players.
You going to coach when you retire?
I tell you, I get that question a lot, it would be something I think would be an easy transition, but I tell you what, these coaches put in, their hours are strenuous and they're long, and they get there early in the morning and leave late at night. And all, you know, when you look at it as a player, you're like, man, all it comes down to is you need the players who can block and tackle. And sometimes the game gets made into science too much, and I don't know if I could handle those hours, but you know, I think a lot of players say that they can't handle hours, but it's an easy transition. I mean, it's what I've done for 16 years, and, you know, I understand the game pretty well, and I think it'd be easy to get back and help guys, you know, who, especially linebacker position, playing it for so long, I think it'd be easy to help young guys. And we always say as veterans, man, if I would have known what I know now in college, what type of player I could have been. And when you're in college, you say, if I would have known what I know now in high school, what type of player I could have been. So I think I could offer a lot of help to guys, but maybe I'll just be in an advisory role and a consultant. Hopefully somebody gives me that chance.
St. Edward plays six-man football now. You know anything about it?
I know nothing about it. I've never seen a six-man football game. And, you know, once guys find out I played eight-man football, I got to give them the lowdown on that and how that all works. And they see my stats and they're like, well, no kidding, you had that many rushing yards. You played eight man. So I have to tell them, hey, the field was smaller. It wasn't as wide. It was a little bit shorter. So then they give me a little bit of a pass.
You don't get to the edge in eight-man football. You got to turn it up a lot quicker. There's no doubt about it.
Well,
Scott, you've always been great with your time. And wherever you end up, I hope you're very happy with you and your family. And hopefully we can catch up with you again and enjoy the weekend and the Super Bowl festivities with your family.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You bet. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert with Scott Shanley of the New Orleans Saints joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Always great to catch up with Scott. Got to do it and have done it numerous times, and you know, shame on us for not talking to him a little bit more during the season when he was working. But too bad he isn't still working, playing this Sunday. But what a deal, as nobody's ever got to win at home in the Super Bowl, which I think is okay. Boy, what an advantage that would be to have the Super Bowl in your area at home.
I don't think there'd be many tickets for just the average Joe to go watch the Super Bowl, especially if that happened in a city like New Orleans. But Scott Shanley, a class act. And I think without him saying it, I think he kind of knew this year was going to be one of those tough years. I was very interested when he said it was a lot harder than we thought it was going to be with Joe Vitt coming in, trying to keep things together. Obviously, when you lose a guy like Sean Payton, it doesn't matter if you're in college, if you're in high school, if you're on the pro scene, you're going to see an effect. And I think New Orleans just didn't know it would turn into a 7-9 season with how good they have been over the last couple of years with Drew Brees and really a pretty healthy team all in all. But, you know,
defense.
That defense.
Nothing
needs
to do with Scott. But,
some help.
They, secondary needs some help. Line needs some help. I think linebackers might have been the strength of that whole defense. But no need to bring all that up. And, you could also tell the respect that he had for his coach, Sean Payton. I mean, he hasn't played for him for 15 years. He's played for him for part of his career. Yeah. And you could just tell the respect that he had for Coach Payton. So we'll see how it all breaks down with Scott Shanley.
I did kind of like the fact that he said if he does have to move, he wants to come back here. And I was kind of just in the back of my mind, I was hearing, Andy Reid, are you listening? Andy Reid, are you listening? Kansas City could maybe use a guy like him on the defensive end for a couple years. But
John Fox, are you listening?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Denver? Yeah. You know, I find that
Casey's
interesting.
Closer.
Spencer, I find that interesting. You grew up in Kearney, and I grew up north of here, obviously. Everybody knows in Ord. Mm-hmm. But I was a Dallas fan. But it is interesting to me where that line is in the state of Nebraska, where you become a Denver Bronco fan or you become a Kansas City Chief fan. And for those of you that are younger than me, I would have thought almost everybody would be on the Denver bandwagon because young kids, when they pick their team, usually – they want to pick somebody that's winning. When they get interested, they find the team that's on TV all the time and winning. And, of course, now everybody's on TV all the time. But where is that line? I can already tell you're the Chief. You're not the Bronco.
I'd say the line's right where you're sitting, Kearney, Nebraska. I mean, it's 5 hours to Denver from right here, and it's about 5 or 6 hours to KC from right here. So I'd say you're kind of flirting on that line. Once you get into the Lincoln area, I'd say Lincoln's more Kansas City heavy, is Omaha in terms of the pro football side of things, and really even baseball.
Well, that's what
Rockies Royal.
How much of that is based on people being Royals fans? Because at the time we were growing up,
they were good.
There was really no Colorado Rockies. They kind of came into existence when you were old enough to start paying attention to baseball. So, yeah, the Royals, and right there is the Chief Stadium. Right there. There it is.
Actually, a fun fact. I'm a Royals fan to this day. I went to the very first ever Colorado Rockies game. I was there. I went to the very first one ever. That was pretty cool. I was excited. I didn't know where I was at. They were playing the Red Sox. They played the Red Sox. I had no idea. I was too young to really understand what was going on. But I find out about 5 years ago, but 5 years after, when I finally get of age and realize, they're like, oh, yeah, that was the very first Rockies game ever. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Wow.
I was there.
Where's my cup?
So, yeah.
Where's my hat?
I didn't get my souvenir cup. My uncle does have one of those old, like, starter jackets, though. Those classic, very huge
the shiny ones,
a Rockies one. So that thing might be at a silent auction sometimes.
Probably taking it into Pawn Stars, asking a ridiculous price.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like out of it today? How about $2,000? I'll give you $40.
All right, sounds fair. Yeah.
How about that
show frustrates me.
How about $1,500? I'll give you $50. Okay, I want $22,000 for it. Okay, how about I give you 10? Sold. Perfect.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug and Daddy Show coming up. We're going to talk with Don Lease, the boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney has the new redesigned 2013 Buick Enclave on the lot, and from the manufacturer up to $3,400 more in incentives that you can take off the already hassle-free low price. Over on the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram lot, they've got Ram trucks up to $8,400 off from the manufacturer. And if you're looking for a non-truck, how about a Chrysler 200? 2013's in stock as well. They've got over 200 pre-owned in stock, and at least 50 of those are priced at under $10,000. Stop by and see them on South 2nd Avenue, or check out the inventory and all the great deals, even if you just need some repair or some work on your vehicle, at thinkmidway.com. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Midway, a better way.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Get in the zone. Get to AutoZone for revved up savings. Now through Monday only, take advantage of our hottest deals throughout the store. Buy any two Bosch wiper blades and receive a $10 AutoZone gift card after mail-in rebate. That's $10 when you buy any two Bosch branded wipers. If you haven't replaced your wipers lately, there's no better time than during AutoZone's revved up savings. Hurry in today. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
La 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 la. Scrubber, 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 boom, scrubber, boom, scrubber.
I love hot water.
If an endless supply of hot water sounds good,
can I get a what? Can I get a
what? Visit Rinnai.us, RINNAI.us, to see how Rinnai tankless water heaters can set you free.
So can I get a witness? Can I get a
Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm a busy mom with three kids, and I know what it feels like to struggle with weight loss. Looking back, after my last baby, my weight really caught up with me. I can remember feeling overweight, unhappy, and I had no energy. I lost the weight, and years later, I've been able to keep it off. That struggle is why I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called ReFirm.
Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells.
And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, here on ESPN, it's the girls' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament when Loomis plays Eustace Farnham at 6:15 and Axtell takes on Amherst at 8 o'clock. On 12:30 a.m. KHAS, the St. Cecilia girls host Grand Island Central Catholic at 7:30. And on Classic Hits 98.9, the boys' semifinals of the Blue Platte Conference Tournament, Kearney Catholic Gibbon at 6:15, Loop City Adams Central at 8 o'clock Thursday.
We'll see considerable cloudiness and some breaks of sun in spots today, as temperatures will stay fairly steady in the teens. Winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30. Tonight, we'll head back to 4 above for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 14.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Anytime there's some Van Halen, you got to listen to it for a while,
yeah,
don't you?
And plus, now I feel terrible,
yeah,
because
we just crushed your childhood,
my childhood dream, thinking my very first baseball game ever was a Red Sox. Obviously, A, interleague tough to pull off in '93. B, the Rockies, they had to be wearing red. I was 7 years old, so I at least have a valid excuse. 19 years ago, I went to a baseball game in Colorado, and they at least were wearing red. We're trying to figure it out. Looks like they might have played the Expos
their first
home game.
You think that that's what happened?
Yeah. Maybe they just told me, and I believed them. And we just watched it on TV or
something.
Yeah,
it was Montreal. The Montreal Expos. That would have been a great trivia question, but you ruined it.
That's all right. It's not Tuesday. It's Thursday.
It's Super Bowl week, though. Yeah. We're doing it every day.
Oh,
we are going to do trivia today. It's awesome.
Maybe we can reward them.
In honor of a variety of things, because this is the final day of January, and it's also another final day.
Donald Driver, kind of upset. He kind of took my wind out of my sail. He took the wind out of my sails a little bit, but I am also hanging up the headset in Kearney, Nebraska. It's been slightly reported on Facebook, and I had a little tidbit in the Sunday Sports this last weekend on NTV, but it is official. I am leaving Kearney, Nebraska.
They built a new set and they can't afford you anymore?
Right, right. I'm taking my talents to West Virginia.
Denny gets more makeup and they can't afford you?
Yep, yep. They needed more makeup space, so they took over my desk for Denny's makeup and some hair supplies. I got offered a sports director position in Oak Hill, West Virginia. We will cover on a dominant basis. We will cover Virginia Tech. We will cover West Virginia. So I'm back in the Big 12. So that's exciting. We'll get Texas and Oklahoma.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe not this last year for West Virginia, but
exciting for the first half.
Right. Until they started playing the Big 12 teams. Wow. Then it got rough. But I'm going to be 4 hours away from Pittsburgh. Going to be 5 hours away from D.C. out there in West Virginia, where our town is, and even more exciting, 6 hours. I repeat, 6 hours away from the beach, and I get weekends again. So that's exciting. So my Saturdays and Sundays, I got to get in shape so I can actually lie on the beautiful sands of Virginia Beach.
Boy, this is a big year for the Spencer Schubert. Getting married, yeah, moving, getting married, new job, moving. Going to the East Coast. Yeah. All is great.
And
I hope all is great.
It is all. All is absolutely great. And I've had some good coach goodbyes. Coach Creech and Coach Hofstetter have already given me some love, and it looks like Mike Kenton, my golf partner, calling in from Gibbon. He's upset about the whole ordeal. And
Mike, have you been informed of this?
No, this is the first I've heard of it. What the heck, man? I mean, what am I going to do?
He told me, God, there's a lot more good golf out on the East Coast.
Well, Doug, here's my problem. Is Mike Kenton here, he's a Yankees fan.
Oh, that's a
tough one. Come on, man.
And that's what throws him down on the list of who finds out. Because he's always bashed by Royals on every Wednesday during the summer.
Well, thanks for the love, man. I appreciate it. That's awesome. No, hey, Spence, honestly, good luck in West Virginia, and I hope the best for you. I really enjoyed our golfing together and had some good times, but I hope we keep in contact, man.
Absolutely. Mike, a good story about him. If you ever go to a Gibbon Buffalo home game.
Oh, yeah.
He's the PA man. He's kind of a big deal. I mean, Mike, I mean...
He does it for... Okay, I'll help you out here. I'll help you out here because I'll throw some praise on this Yankee fan,
too. Let's praise this guy.
I mean, he's one of the guys that helped that baseball... I mean, Gibbon, just pick your small town around here. Uh-huh. How much that facility and press box has... He cares about Gibbon. He cares about everything that goes on with the kids around there. So maybe one of these days he'll quit caring about the damn Yankees.
Thank you for the kind words, Doug, and that's the truth. You know, I like to do things to promote the youth and the athletics in our area, and I just do my best there. And even though I am a Yankee fan, I do appreciate the kind words.
And now, Spencer, okay, so I just said all that.
Right.
And did he offer...
No, nothing.
Did he offer
the Wednesday spot?
He offer the Wednesday spot to me? Hell no.
No.
Ah.
Due to golfs, you know, Mike.
Not very well. Not very well. Hey, we're gonna talk to Don Leese next here. We got a big Kearney Catholic Gibbon game tonight. You want to trash talk a little?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game. Two great teams going up against each other, and Kearney Catholic took one from us the first time, so hopefully the Buffs can retaliate and get a win back from it. It sure would help us out. But I know it's going to be a great game, and I wish the Stars all the good luck, and of course the Buffaloes good luck.
Well, Mike, appreciate the call as always. Obviously, Gibbon, they played a great game last time they played Kearney Catholic. I think they were up 12-4 at the end of the first quarter on Lisa's bunch, and that was kind of a shock considering it, A, was in Kearney, and two, they're still undefeated. So that was kind of a shock to anybody to see them down 8-1. But, Mike, I think Gibbon's going to give them a run again. Obviously, this team isn't just Riley Reinertsen. Obviously, he's a good player, but Gibbon's going to really challenge Kearney Catholic just on the perimeter. They have guys that can shoot, and sometimes Kearney Catholic doesn't see that on a day-to-day basis.
Well, it'll be a good game. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to see it.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. See you tonight.
You bet. Take care.
There you go.
And I mean, I know Mike's upset about the whole golf partner thing, but I promise you, even if you invite Duda to anybody else, everybody will take up just about as much turf as I did. So.
And you play Gibbon league at Gibbon, right?
Yes, Gibbon Valley View Golf Course.
I hope
course.
Your departure doesn't mean they're just going to shut the whole thing down.
No. Trust me. My money didn't go far. That's why I would bring my dad. He's also a member out there. So.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Don Leese, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. A couple of things. Creighton, another winner last night. UNK men, a winner. The women defeated by Emporia. Hastings College men and women, both winners last night over Midland. So a lot of basketball last night on the college side. And, of course, we've got basketball coming up tonight. On a variety of fronts, all kinds of conference tournaments are going on, including the boys' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And Don Leese of the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Spencer Schubert, who's always jolly. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
He plays the part. I like
there that. There you go. There you go. Don also swings a golf club once or twice a year, so we'll have to talk about that. Yeah. But just not.
Not very well.
Just not on the air. Donnie, everybody wants a little bit more of the recap of last Friday's win over McCook, which was definitely a star on the Stars roster. Great game, big win over the former number one team.
Yeah, it was. You know, our kids came out. We played exceptionally well last Friday. McCook, very, 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 very athletic. They are the one that, you know, gave us a lot of fits on some things. They exploited some stuff for us, but, you know, we stepped up. The kids played, you know, like I said, they played exceptionally well. Defensively, it's probably one of our best games that we put together. You know, the kids were very, very excited after that game to win that one.
Well, Coach Lease, obviously you get Gibbon again, a team that I might be off a little bit on the score, but I think they had you guys beat 12-4 in the first quarter the last time you saw them. What do you expect out of them in round two here?
You know, they're just one of those teams that, you know, they don't have just Riley this time, and that's what's so scary about Gibbon, is Gibbon can do a lot of different things. They look for Riley a lot, but yet there's a lot of kids on that team that step up for them. The Milks kid had 17, I believe, against Donathan Trumbull. He shoots the ball exceptionally well, you know. Reinertsen, one thing that people don't understand about Reinertsen is he's such a great passer. So when you double him and you know, take chances on stopping him and stopping him only, he finds people. And that's what creates problems, you know, for us against Gibbon. And, you know, we were down 12-4. We had some turnovers, and that's what, you know, Gibbon does. They cause you to do some things. You look over there and you say, oh, that's wide open, and you throw it and it's closed. They hustle extremely well on defense, play a tough 1-3-1, and hopefully we don't get down 12-4 tonight.
Don Lease, Kearney Catholic boys basketball coach. They're 17-0, ranked second behind Wahoo in the state's papers. And when we talked to Stu Pospisil on Tuesday, he had seen Wahoo in person, and he says he'd like to see these two teams battle each other, but that's a long way down the road. The Stars beating Donovan Trumbull, Gibbon, and McCook, who were all state rated at the time. And on the other side of the bracket, coach, you've got Adams Central and Loup City, and some people are surprised by Loup City, but everybody was just kind of waiting for them to get healthy. A hard team to figure. They lose to Ord, then they go beat Burwell and Ravenna.
Yep, you know, and that's just the way things have gone for Paul and Loup City, is that, you know, they keep getting dinged up and banged up just here and there, and then they finally get everybody healthy and start to get things rolling. And right now they're playing their best basketball, and what a time to be doing it. You know, you got this week is conference tournament, and in a couple weeks you got sub-district starting. So they're a very, very potential team to win our conference and do a lot of damage in D1. They're putting it together at the right time.
Coach Lease, I'm looking at your schedule here, and outside of the game against McCook where you guys edged out the Bison by 5, I don't see another team that even hung within 10 of you. Even that Gibbon game, although they were up 12-4 after one, you beat them by 15. Do you think that can be a problem for your team moving forward, that maybe they don't have a lot of those close games that you might want to see how your team handles it?
I get this question asked quite a bit. I tell them, hey, just pencil that score in again. I'll take it. You know? But it's one of those, you know, we were, you know, in every one of those games, you know, we beat Donovan Trumbull by about 15. We beat Gibbon by about 15. But in every one of those games that we've played, it seems like in the fourth quarter, you know, going into the fourth quarter, we're up 4 or 6 or something like that. So it's not like, you know, the final score indicates that we beat them by 15. But that was the biggest margin that we had, was 15. So it's one of those things that, you know, you got to come out and be ready. Our kids, you know, are ready to play whoever we play and stuff. So it's a matter of, you know, everybody goes, are you going to be battle-tested if it comes down to that crunch time? Well, the McCook game got down to 3 points, you know, with 18 seconds to go in the game and stuff. Our kids did a good job of running the press breaker that they ran. They ran a press on us, and they ran a press the last minute and a half of the game on us. And our kids did a good job of hitting some free throws down the stretch. And I think they're ready. You know, like I tell them, you know, the one thing thing about basketball, it's games of runs, it's games of, you know, those types of things. And I say, you know, the worst thing that can happen in basketball is you can lose the game. And you're going to be able to come back the next day and be able to go out there and play basketball again. And that's all, like I told my Cook coach after the game was over, I said, the good thing is that we all came out of this healthy. And that's what we want to do is we want to be healthy, you know, when we get into sub-districts and so on and so forth. And I think we're battle-tested. These teams have gave us a lot of fits throughout the years, too.
Just another minute here with Don Lease, Kearney Catholic boys basketball coach. Where do you think your team has seen the most improvement from the start of the year, Coach?
You know, execution on some things. And as I say that, watch us go out and land eight. But, you know, the execution has been good, offensively and defensively. You know, the other night we played St. Paul and got them down early, but then we didn't communicate on some things, and they came back on us and stuff, and their kids, you know, played exceptionally well after the first quarter. And our kids didn't communicate as well on that part. But when we played the Gibbons and the Donovan Trumbulls and we played McCook, I mean, they were talking, they were, you know, making sure that everybody knew who each person had and if they were screening, they were switching or not or staying. And that's one thing that, you know, we've been harping on them a lot about is to make sure that we're communicating. And I think from the beginning of the year, executing offensively and executing defensively has been a good blessing for us right now.
Well, Coach, as we look at the schedule, you have five games left on the regular season as of right now. And I'm looking, these teams have played a combined 100 games. They've won 70 of them. You have Adams Central, you have Northwest, you have Loup City Gibbon, obviously. What do you expect this final stretch of the season to mean for your team as you guys look forward to districts and obviously a hopeful state tournament?
You know, and that's what's going to be. You know, we're going to be battle-tested. You want to play, you know, good competition. Our Loup Platte Conference is one of the better conferences around. You go from, you know, winning it to not being in there, and you go, you know, you go to on a road, you've got to be ready to play. And that's one thing, you know, our schedule at the end was loaded, and that's what we kind of was hoping for, is that, you know, you get to play those teams at the end that are very, very good. Every team exploits a little things that you need to work on, and your really good teams exploit it, you know, here and there, you know, more things that you need to work on. And that's what we want us to do, is we want to be playing the best teams down the stretch to get ready for sub-districts. It's, you know, 2.5 weeks away, sub-districts is here.
Last question I've got for you, Don, is one of those that I think I've asked you before, but you don't have a real true big man. Isaac comes in off the bench and gives you some big man minutes. Is that a concern at all? I know Northwest has got some big guys, and you're eventually going to run into some teams and have that have some big guys. How is that your Achilles heel, I guess, is what I want to know?
Well, it could, you know, very easily could be. And that's why we have put in a couple things down the stretch here to maybe combat some of that if we run into some of those teams that are you know, got us on height and so on and so forth. We put in a few things that we haven't shown yet. So, you know, it's one of those things that if they get by our guard pressure and stuff, that, you know, might present a little bit of a problem for us. But right now, the way, you know, we're communicating on the defensive aspects of things, you're going to give up something. You just hope it's a difficult shot. And if you can make it as difficult as possible, that's what you want to do. And try not to give up easy buckets and so on. And, you know, that's what big guys present, is maybe some easy buckets and stuff. And right now, you know, we're not, you know, we're all about 6 foot, and we got a couple of guys around 6'1", 6'2", but they're pretty good leapers and stuff. And if we get up against a true big guy inside, we got a few things up our sleeves that we'll throw at them. If they work, they work. If not, we'll go back to the drawing board.
Wow, Spencer. 17-0. He hasn't shown everything. The old right. Rope-a-dope. There are 17-0 rope-a-dopers. Like that's good stuff. Hey, Don, we'll let you get back to work. We'll see you tonight in Wood River, and congratulations on an outstanding start to the season.
Well, thank you, and thanks for all you guys do.
Take care, buddy. We'll see him tonight, and you can hear the Lou Platt Conference Tournament tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament right here on ESPN Radio from the Viero Event Center the next 3 days and nights, and, of course, online, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Kearney Catholic, they're a team that is going to be a force to reckon with. I thought that McCook game was going to be really telling. I'm going to be very interested still in their game against Northwest. Obviously, Northwest goes out. They beat a team like Beatrice. They win the Northwest Holiday Tournament, which on the guys' side definitely wasn't as stout as the girls' side of that Holiday Tournament, but still a pretty solid win for those guys over the holidays. And, I mean, they're sitting at 16-3 right now. They're in Class B. McCook, another one of those teams that's just in the top of Class B. So if Kearney Catholic can knock off Northwest and McCook, I got to think Wahoo might have something coming for him.
Well, but it's going to be some great matchups. Yeah. And, of course, that Northwest game, part of the Heartland Hoops Classic on the 9th of February. And we've got all of those games on our network of station as well. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more, including your chance to win $25 from Troutman's right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Businesses from startups to Fortune 500 share a common trait. They're intentional. They focus on success and don't get distracted. They share another success trait as well. Many choose to work from a Regis office. Your beautifully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it and includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, and a state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. None. Mention me when you call, get 2 months free. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off appliances of $397 or more. With free haul away and delivery on brands like Whirlpool, Samsung, and Frigidaire, it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through February 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloudiness and some breaks of sun in spots today, as temperatures will stay fairly steady in the teens. Winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30. Tonight we'll head back to 4 above for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 14.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert with you on this final day of January. Spencer's final Doug and Daddy Show. Now, hopefully not the final time you're on, because now another in, another get.
Right. You know, if
what is
not Mountain West
Virginia. What is guys going to East Coast?
Yeah, well, that's where it happens.
You, that guy that used to start, did this show. I can't remember. What was his name?
Paul? Matt?
Mike?
Mike?
Matt
Spencer?
Hulu?
Spencer, maybe.
I don't remember what that guy's name was.
Right, right. He's like ESPN something now. Something weird like that.
ESPN Pew? I can't remember what that is. Hey, folks, lunchtime is here, and every sports fan knows that when it's time for lunch, you want to have a good bite to eat, watch your favorite sports, or even surf the internet, maybe do a little work or just some entertainment. And then the perfect spot to be is Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney. Of course, we just gave away last week on the show of the big 70-inch HD TV and Super Bowl party that they're getting ready for this weekend. And so Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney always has something going on. Plus, we'll have our Doug and Daddy NCAA bracket challenge coming up. Cunningham's is with us with that, and we can't wait to watch ball at Cunningham's. Great place with all the TVs, and you can sit back and, you know, daily lunch specials, specialty burger, domestic draft, only $6.49. They have other daily specials, and if you want something off that great menu, how about some bacon wrapped shrimp, barbecue, pizza, salad, skewers, they're all there, and you can watch every one of your favorite sporting events at Cunningham's on their huge 10-foot projection screen or the many televisions around the entire facility. They have live entertainment every weekend as well, so sports, entertainment, and great food at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Spencer, Nebraska football fans have their first opportunity to purchase tickets for the red-white game beginning Wednesday, February the 6th at 8 a.m. So while you're really busy looking at what's going on National Letter of Intent signing day, you're keeping up to date on your computer, then just go to Huskers.com and pick up your spring game tickets. The annual spring game is Saturday, April the 6th. And that will be going on, of course, at Memorial Stadium.
Can they call it the annual spring game this year? Don't they have to renew the rivalry of the spring game with this whole storm thing they had this last year? You can't say annual if it's not every year.
The red versus the white. We won't get rained out again. Dun, dun, dun. Season ticket prices. Well, same price per game for season ticket holders and UNL faculty and staff as they did the last 2 years. Public season ticket holders will pay $56 per game for the 8 home games. Oh, they love that 8th home game. So there you go. Single game prices for $60 against Wyoming, Southern Miss, and South Dakota State, $75 for the conference games, and UCLA. The first 8-game home schedule since 2008. And, Spencer, now that you won't get credentials there anymore, with the expansion of Memorial Stadium, fans are encouraged to apply now at Huskers.com for the rare opportunity to obtain Nebraska season tickets. There's approximately 3,000 tickets available to the public, and the process of filling those seats will occur this spring. Only fans who submit their information to the 2013 ticket wait list will have a chance to become a season ticket holder. Fans should access the tickets link at the top of the front page on Huskers.com, click on the 2013 ticket wait list, and apply for your season tickets. A $50 deposit per order is required. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, Huskers.com. All kinds of stuff and stuff.
That'll take about 10 minutes for them to sort through the thousands and thousands of people that'll get on that list.
But I want my tickets.
Good luck. It's like a it's like a raffle. You put your name in, it's like a silent auction, you know, you just hope. Throw your $50 deposit down, see what happens.
I think somebody told me last night I won something at a raffle. But do you truly win unless you actually get the thing?
Unless you get it? Usually, like, you got to be there.
That'd be awesome.
To get what you get. So somebody probably just took it.
Be awesome. Well,
they heard Doug Duda and said, oh, okay, I'll take it.
It was one of those things with a number, though. So they didn't even notch your name. How many conference games per season should the Big Ten play? Did we even get to this yesterday? Did I screw that up? I screwed that up. Mm-hmm. That was our poll question. How many conference games per season should the Big Ten play? 8, 9, or 10?
I like 8.
They're just for sure going to 9. They're talking about 10. Yeah. 8's what you got. 46% of our folks that voted said 8. 31% said 9. 23% said 10. Here it is. And time for your prediction. Which team will win Super Bowl 47? Baltimore, San Francisco. Folks, you can vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperStation.com and acquire points in the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. While you do it, go to ESPNSuperStation.com. Who you got?
I have the boys from the West Coast going San Francisco 49ers, and here is why.
He's moving to the East Coast, and he doesn't get it.
Right.
He just doesn't get
it. Yeah, I'm actually 6 hours away from Baltimore, and no, I'm going with the Niners. My proximity to a team does not alter my decision-making on who I think is better. I think the 49ers have a better defense, which is saying something, because really that's all Baltimore has. Sure, Flacco's had a good postseason. I'm going to be interested to see how well he moves the ball against San Francisco in a dome with no wind. And the fact, which you think actually betters the opportunity of a quarterback? No. I think that makes San Francisco's D faster. I think Kaepernick's going to be able to run all over them. I mean, and here's the situation. We talked to Jared Krick, okay, on Monday. Remember what he said? They throttled.
No, not
they
not really.
Throttled.
Not really.
Yeah, it was the Jared Krick and Duda show.
I don't remember what much. About.
Anyways, they throttled the Ravens. Okay, that was Houston, who went up to New England and really in two attempts didn't look too good. And all good things for Houston. They had a great season, but New England made them look like patty cakes. Now Baltimore goes out and beats New England. I don't know if it's just one of those deals where they just have the Hood's number. And Belichick can't get past the Ravens or Rex Ryan for some reason. Maybe he got past elusive Rex Ryan this year. But
I forgot to ask Don his pick.
Yeah.
That's my bad. Oh, did I interrupt
him.
You?
No, no, you're fine. Can I keep talking? Just, I mean, what time is it? What we got? 20 more minutes?
The Niners. Come on.
Niners. Niners. There's my pick.
Also going on today, Fort Kearney Conference Wrestling Tournament. Let's do some Troutman's Tuesday trivia, only at Super Bowl trivia. 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won anything from Doug and Daddy in the last couple of months, let's get you eligible today and give you a chance to win. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Give us a call now. The first person to answer our trivia question correctly will get a $25 gift card just in time for the Super Bowl from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend here on Highway 30 in Kearney. 888-455-3776. If you've never had that chance, this is your chance. We're doing a special Super Bowl edition of Troutman's Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
This quarterback has thrown more interceptions in his career in the Super Bowl than anybody else. Who is it?
No idea.
No guess?
No.
Okay, no idea was not the right answer, though, just so you know that. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Ryan.
This quarterback has the most career interceptions in the Super Bowl. Who is it?
Brett Favre.
It is not Brett Favre. That's what you guessed.
Yeah, that is what I guessed as well.
888-455-ESPN. We all know who threw the most in a single game.
Yeah.
Because that just came up a lot here with the Callahan throwing in the Super Bowl. That was Rich Gannon. But Rich Gannon is not the answer, so I just threw that out. Who are we chatting with?
Rich.
Rich, who had how ironic.
Mr. Gannon, how are you today?
Sorry, Mr. Gannon. Yeah. Which quarterback has thrown the most career interceptions in the Super Bowl?
How about Greasy?
It is not Greasy. Try back. See, yesterday we went old school with our question. Went old school. Larry Zonka was the answer yesterday, so he thought maybe we were trying to double dip. That's not the answer. Troutman's Super Bowl trivia on this final day of January. Who are we chatting with?
Quincy and Shelton.
All right, Quincy and Shelton. Who has thrown the most career interceptions in the Super Bowl?
Terry Bradshaw.
That is an excellent guess. I wish I could tell you you're the winner, but that is not correct. 888, try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, who's thrown the most interceptions in his career in the Super Bowl?
Jim Kelly.
That is another excellent guess because he was 0-4, but it is not Jim Kelly. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Troutman Super Bowl trivia. Our question has not been answered yet. Who are we chatting with?
Randy.
All right. Most interceptions thrown in his Super Bowl career is?
Aikman.
Block this guy. He just put Troy Aikman under the bus. You're blocked, Randy. It's not right. Would never put up a negative Dallas Cowboy question. That's not nice.
Yeah.
Aikman.
It's a good guess, though. I'll say it.
It's not a good guess. Aikman's a stud. Troutman Super Bowl trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Kathy.
Kathy, hey, I just want you to win because why not? Who has the most career interceptions thrown in their Super Bowl career?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, now, see, I would get her a T-shirt or something, just because that was a Steeler.
Right.
That's Steeler bashing. It's not right, Kathy. But Jeff's going to get you a T-shirt. Hang on the line here, and I'm going to talk to Spencer for a second. Mm. Folks, keep trying. Troutman's Trivia, Super Bowl edition.
Now, I got a crisp, and not very crisp, $1 bill right out of my NTV bank account here. God.
That's the whole budget.
Right. I know. That's at least half of it. So here's the deal. If you can get this question right, you get the side pot of a crisp $1 bill right from my wallet. If you can name the segment that I did over the summer that I made a fool of myself trying all these different sports and...
You did roller derby.
I did roller derby.
You did skeet.
I got punched in the face by a boxer.
What the hell are you thinking?
I had headgear. But if anybody can also... You got to get this question right. You got to find out who had the most interceptions.
And then
question. That's the bonus question for a crisp $1 bill from my NTV pension fund.
And maybe we'll throw in, what do we got? We have some other stuff around here. Maybe the 2008 Oklahoma press guide or something.
I like it. There you go.
Let's go back to the phone lines here. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, do you want a different question?
No.
I think he did some research.
Matt knows the question. We have to give a different one now.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go
back to my page there.
Let's make him answer my... Well, no, because that would spoil it.
Oh, my goodness. That is that is so mean of us. That is so mean of us. But here is your question. Oh, good Lord. Who has the most career rushing yards in the Super Bowl? This running back has ran for the most yards in his Super Bowl career, which I'm surprised about. I'll have to be honest. I'm surprised.
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, it's not Emmitt Smith.
Matt does not want to listen to the show anymore.
Matt says, the hell with you guys. I knew the other one. 888-455 Troutman Super Bowl Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Dave,
who has the most rushing yards in Super Bowl history in their career?
Thurman Thomas.
Not Thurman Thomas. Try back. That was an excellent guess.
Yes, it was.
Excellent guess. I'll have to find a question that has a Buffalo Bill answer here pretty soon. Troutman's Super Bowl trivia. Who are we chatting with?
It's Jay.
Jay, who has thrown the most interceptions in their Super Bowl career?
Is it Elway?
It is John Elway. That is correct. 5 Super Bowls, 8 interceptions, and now the bonus question for the crisp $1 bill. Do you know what Spencer Schubert's segment was where he took on the roller derbies and the boxers and everything like that?
I do not.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe.
Let's help him. What's the opposite of on?
Off.
Off, okay. And what do we talk about on this show most generally?
What's that?
What do we talk about on this show? Most generally.
Huskers?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And what do the Huskers play? It's a type
football.
Of what?
Yeah.
Football, yeah. Football. Yeah.
And it's football and basketball are?
Offsides.
Get him his trout.
All right.
Hang on the line, Jay. Thanks for calling, and we'll get you the $25 gift card here. It was off sports.
Off sports.
What was the coolest one that you did? Don't tell me punch in the face. Yeah,
that was an experience to have, but maybe not the cool. I was surprised by roller derby, because I'm a big fella, and you put me on those skates, it's just bound to go downhill very, very quickly. But roller derby was an interesting deal because they only come around once a year, and they had equipment that was suitable to me. They got me in the pads, the helmet, the skates. I was quite the sight. So
I remember seeing that. Yeah. I remember it. And I erased it from my memory as quickly as I could.
Also did BMX with Tri-City BMX here out here. That was me on one of those small bikes.
Yeah, you got hosed there. You needed a bike that you could ride.
Right.
That would have been fun with a bike your size.
Right, I had one of them miniature things. And that's what a BMX bike is. You're supposed to stand up on the pedals, and I wasn't standing up. I sat on the seat.
That ain't happening. We're going to take a break in the final segment of Spencer Schubert's radio career, at least here, after this.
Coming down the wire.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that batteries eventually give up. But we never do. Not when it comes to service. Need a new battery? At Advance, we'll install an AutoCraft battery for you. Free! You shouldn't have to give up any more of your hard-earned cash for great service. There, I said give up. But just to make a point. Give up. At Advance? Ha! Never. Fast, free battery installation. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
With purchase on most vehicles, see store for details.
I love my kids, but they're driving me crazy. I will stay here forever in the steamy hot shower.
If an endless supply of hot water sounds good,
mom time, I have my mom time.
Visit Rinnai.us, R-I-N-N-A-I.us, to see how Rinnai tankless water heaters can set you free.
It's so hot. I've got water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye. Oh, oh my gosh, my legs.
Oakhill Academy.
7 seconds to go. It's going to be Mello.
The school that produced 55 D1 recruits.
Got it again. 6 3-pointers by Mello in the period.
Including Carmelo Anthony. It's coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic to be matched against the team that won 5 of the past 6 Class A trophies. Omaha Central. Plus 7 more top local and regional matchups. All day February 9th. Featuring exclusive local coverage on the stations of Platte River Radio. Presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Graham Tire, and Equitable Savings Bank. Check PlatteRiverPreps.com for tip-off times and station.
We'll see considerable cloudiness and some breaks of sun in spots today, as temperatures will stay fairly steady in the teens. Winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30. Tonight we'll head back to 4 above for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 14.
Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert, Doug and Daddy's show. By the way, the other question, most rushing career yards in the Super Bowl, Franco Harris. I'm not going to say never, but wow.
He would have been down on my list of guesses.
They just ran the football. Franco Harris, all-time career rushing leader in the Super Bowl. So thanks to all those folks that joined us on the program today. So you have to drive your gear to West Virginia.
Yeah, we got a big old truck. I'm going to tow a car, drive a car. 17 hours if you go the speed limit. Since we got one of those bad boys, it'll be like 20 hours.
Yeah.
But we're going to stop in St. Louis, see what the beautiful town of St. Louis has for us. And that'll be Monday night, and then off to Oak Hill, West Virginia. And everybody has already started asking me, is that where Oak Hill Academy is? It's coming in for the Heartland Hoop Classic. Close. I'm going to Oak Hill, West Virginia. Oak Hill Academy is in Oak Hill, Virginia. So they're only like 2 hours away.
But you can't swing that.
No, I can't.
Hey, my first assignment, let's go back to Grand Island to cover this thing. And that'd be a double expense thing for me.
Send a flight. I like it. No, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be covering Virginia Tech on a regular basis. Some Beamer ball. I'll have Holger sit in the Mountaineers up at West Virginia. And no offense to Coach Miles and the Big Red this year, or Coach Yori, they're having a good year. There's going to be some entertaining basketball up in my direction.
Huggy Bear?
Got Huggy Bear again. And I'm jumping back into the Big 12. Like I said, I get a pick on Texas and Oklahoma again, and maybe even have interviews with David Ubin, whatever you say his name is, with ESPN.com. But it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. To be honest, I was actually kind of bummed because, what was it, just this big Monday or whatever was Kansas at West Virginia. And, so looking forward to it.
Is Sunday, you still Sunday night? Is that your last?
Nope, Saturday night.
Saturday.
Believe it or not, I asked very politely and said pretty, pretty please, and I got Super Bowl Sunday. To spend time with family, friends. You might get invited. We'll see.
But, I won't be there. I'm just telling you right now, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. Well, all right, so what, do we have a special segment Saturday?
Yeah, I don't think so. Just same old stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. Don't have time to get all sappy about me. So we don't need that. We did that for Annie when Annie Andrews left. She got a nice little sappy story, and everybody said goodbye. They might do it, but I ain't going to cry. I've already said it. I do not cry. I mean, unless, you know, you have a close relative, grandma or somebody.
What if we all walk in the studio Saturday? I mean, I'm going to be doing basketball. I can get back maybe just in time.
Yeah, I doubt that's happening. No. No, just be a regular sports. Be fine. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. People, I'm the weekend guy. Many people really. I mean, they probably know me.
The Coach Week Crop, guys, they don't even know you work there.
Coach Crop, yeah, exactly. Coach Crop of UNK men's basketball. He comes to me every time I'm coming to do a TV interview with him. What does he say? I love you on Doug and Daddy. That's where he knows me from. I don't think he knows I work at MTV. So I think he thinks I'm just a random guy with a camera. But he knows me from Doug and Daddy. That's what he gets excited about when he sees me. So.
Love Coach Crop. Love Coach Crop. And Lopers got a win last night.
They
good
did.
One for the man after a couple of heartbreaking one-point losses. So, by the way, hate to end the show on this note, but it just came down. And I'm not a Winter X Games guy, but the first fatality in the history of the Winter X Games, snowmobiler Caleb Moore, died this morning following last week's crash in Colorado. And so they're getting more dangerous with everything they do, and this is eventually going to happen. And they've had some bad wrecks, but Caleb Moore does pass away today. So bad deal.
Tough news. And, you know, the Winter X Games, and you do the Summer X Games with the dirt biking and the stuff like that, they do high-risk maneuvers. And every now and then you do find a situation where this might happen. And it's sad to see it happen, but it happened. And now we go to a lighter note where you have John Denver playing.
Yes. West Virginia.
Where we're going.
This is one of the songs we had to sing in, I think it was elementary school in music class. This was it. It was probably current then.
Yeah. Back when you went, yeah.
Spencer, younger hey, buddy. Thanks, man. It was a pleasure watching you work and seeing you grow, you little.
Yeah.
I can't say. You little guy.
You know, I hope I can at least follow in the footsteps of one of your other co-hosts. Well, we'll go ahead and name him. Matt Schick.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say.
No. Well, I'm bigger, so, yeah, I understand the relation. But, no, we're hoping to get to the big stage, and this is the next step in the career for Spencer Schubert. And we'll hope it leads to greener pastures, and maybe I'll make it back to the area, you know, in Omaha, Lincoln someday. You never know, but.
What's the name of the station? Because people.
W-O-A-Y.
O-A-Y.
W-O-A-Y.
Or as we like to say, OI. W-O-I. Hey, we want to thank Don Leese, Kearney Catholic boys basketball coach, New Orleans Saint, and former Husker, Scott Shanley, for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, our TNL Husker recruiting update, the final Friday before National Letterman Signing Day. Brian Munson, a Big Red Report, scheduled to join us at the end of the show. Jay Rood, the vice president of the MGM Mirage Corporation in Las Vegas, to talk Super Bowl props, and Jim Langan in tomorrow for the first day of February. Spencer, thanks, man. Good luck, buddy.
Always a pleasure. It's been fun.
Doug and Daddy Show. See you tomorrow on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.